This week on Into the Podverse, we hear about Radio Days Europe 2023, where podcasting experts share tips on podcast creation, promotion, and monetization. We also learn about the launch of Doha Debates, an Arabic language podcast series called Lana, the growth of podcasts in Southeast Asia, and the impact of YouTube's new recommendation on the podcasting industry. If you like cool t-shirts with awesome designs, you might want to check out the Cool Tea Shop. The link is in the show notes, and who knows, you might get some great discounts as well. Check it out.
Pretty shirts.
Uh-huh.
Techzilla.
Of course it is. Who do you think it was? Hey yo, eagle eye view from the Kilimanjaro. Way above the clouds with my eye on the sparrow. Warts pierce the air, invading your space. Sneak in through your ears, change the look of your face. The storyteller in this digital era. Could tell I got my groove back like my name was Stella. The vibe is stellar, but the message and the teller intertwining, defining the error. To those who oppose, I hereby propose the fist to the jaw, would you prefer the nose? As the story goes, everybody knows Mr. Tony Yo come correct with the flow. Hey yo, as the God podcaster, erstwhile known as the Shifu broadcaster, here to bring the peace to the world over. Haters can't connect, best to move over.
We begin with a summary of podcast-related events at Radio Days Europe 2023. At Radio Days Europe 2023, podcasting experts share tips on everything from podcast creation and promotion to ad revenue growth. The DW Media Kit was introduced by DW Academy to streamline podcast creation, while Sarah Von Mossel, strategic advisor for iHeartRadio, discussed monetization podcasts while ensuring brand safety. Other sessions focus on podcasting success, promoting on social media, and how traditional radio broadcasters can learn from the podcasting ecosystem. The panel also addressed challenges faced by podcast creators, including market saturation and exclusive podcasting. The award-winning history podcast, Slow Burn, was also recognized for its success in exploring forgotten stories with relevance to current events. My good friend Debola Adebanjo was pleasantly surprised by the passion and energy of the attendees at Radio Days Europe. That's right, she attended it. Finally, despite intending to observe, she found herself engaged with individuals who clearly loved their work in media and content creation. Interestingly, many of these individuals were not celebrities, but ordinary people with a deep love for their work. Anne Chisa, host of the Roots of the Science podcast, recently made her debut as a reporter for the Nature podcast. Good going, girl. In her segment, she interviewed scientists who published their research in the prestigious Nature journal. Anne saw this as an amazing opportunity to learn and develop her skills and hopes it will open doors to greater opportunities. Her podcast, which started as a side hustle, is now gaining momentum as a stepping stone towards her career goals. In her latest episode, Anne explores the topic of making driverless cars even safer. Doha Debates launches its first ever Arabic language podcast series called Lana, focusing on topics that impact Arab youth. Hosted by former Al Jazeera journalist Rawa Ojeh, the inaugural episode debates the internet's impact on healthy discussion. Lana is expected to address a range of cultural and social concerns of young Arabs in future episodes. Acast, the podcast hosting and monetization platform, has reported a significant increase in listenership in Southeast Asian countries such as Singapore, Hong Kong, the Philippines, and Indonesia. According to Acast, its podcast partners have experienced a 21% monthly increase in listening between June 2022 and February 2023. The growth highlights the region's growing adoption of podcasts by both consumers and advertisers. Acast's first Sound Smart Asia research also revealed that audiences in Southeast Asia are consuming podcasts in categories such as business, personal finance, curious thinkers, young affluence, and horror, with some listening up to 2 hours per day. YouTube's recent announcement of podcast-specific recommendations has been hailed as monumental news for the podcasting industry. Studio Steve from PodSound School believes there are 3 incredible reasons why podcasters should jump on board. Firstly, YouTube's already established algorithm is famously generous and suggests content to new viewers based on their reactions to previous content. This means that podcasts posted on YouTube have the potential to gain more exposure. Secondly, YouTube's new podcast-specific recommendations will suggest podcasts to viewers who have shown interest in the genre, ensuring that the right people are exposed to your content. And finally, there's nothing like this on podcast players, giving YouTube an edge in this space. So I guess I might be a convert now. The potential for podcasters to reach a wider audience through YouTube's algorithm and new recommendations is exciting news for the industry. This I cannot deny. Podcasting expert Steve Stewart has highlighted the difficulties of optimizing podcast search engine rankings due to the limitations of podcast apps like Apple Podcasts and Spotify. According to him, these apps do not use episode descriptions for search, but Google does. To make the most of show notes and improve SEO, he recommends including a link to a website's blog post in an in-app episode description. By doing so, podcasters can offer more detailed show notes beyond the character limitations imposed by the apps. Tech industry veteran and podcaster Sam Sethi has expressed frustration at the reluctance of consumers to pay for high-quality podcasts. In a recent tweet, Sethi pointed out that while people are willing to pay for music, films, and books, they seem unwilling to pay for podcasts, even those with high production values. Sethi argued that podcasters should not have to rely solely on advertising revenue or sponsors to support their content, and that they should value their work enough to charge for it. He urged podcasters to offer their content on a single platform as a subscription service rather than making it available for free on multiple directories. Sethi's comments have sparked a debate among podcasters and industry professionals about the value of podcasts and how to monetize them effectively. Do you think high-quality podcasts should be free? Or do you agree with Sam Sethi that they should be paid for like other forms of media such as music and films? Let me know. In a recent tweet, everybody's favorite podcast community queen, Ariel Nissenblatt, said that while at her hotel in Prague during Radio Days Europe, the pipes in the bathroom were making a sound every few minutes. That sounded exactly like the before-ad soundbite from one of her favorite podcasts, The Opportunists, which is hosted by Hannah Smith. She also mentioned that this gave insight into her podcast brain, which never seems to shut off. Have you ever experienced a situation where something in your environment reminded you of a favorite podcast or other forms of media? If you have, please mention it in the comments. A new trend has emerged in the world of podcasting as more podcasters are turning to TikTok to attract and retain viewers. Dubbed sludge content, podcasters are posting short clips of their shows accompanied by engaging visuals, such as video games or kinetic sand. This approach seems to be successful in keeping audiences engaged and interested in the podcast's message. News outlets such as The Verge are taking notice and reporting on the phenomenon. With the increasing popularity of podcasting, it seems that podcasters are finding new and innovative ways to grow their audience. So what's it like for you on TikTok as a podcaster? As a new season beckons, blogger Essie Walter praises the Young God podcast for providing her with valuable insights on various topics, including gender differences and love. In a recent Twitter post, she mentioned her favorite episodes such as The Myth of Male Tears, Order vs. Chaos, and A Beautiful Mind. She also commended the episode featuring Omojua for its wisdom. Walter recommends the podcast for anyone looking to gain knowledge and connect with others. Popular podcast platform Tink has launched a new initiative called Adopt a Listener Month to encourage more people to listen to podcasts. The campaign invites podcast lovers to adopt one person they know who doesn't listen to podcasts and help them find a show that hooks them in. To support new listeners, Tink will provide resources on their website, which launched on April 1st. The platform is asking for support and spreading the message and is open to featuring supporters on the landing page of the initiative. Tink's Adopt a Listener Month aims to increase the number of podcast listeners and promote the growth of the podcast industry. Hope you enjoyed hearing about the latest developments in the podcasting industry, from the launch of a new Arabic youth podcast to the increasing popularity of podcasts in Southeast Asia. We also explore topics such as optimizing podcast SEO, the value of paid podcasts, and the potential for podcasters to reach a wider audience through YouTube. And you heard from podcasting experts at Radio Days Euro 2023 who shared valuable tips on podcast creation, promotion, and monetization. Hope you found this episode informative and insightful. Be sure to tune in next time for more exciting news and innovations from the world of podcasting.
TechZilla.
Of course it is. Who do you think it was? Yo, eagle eye view from the Kilimanjaro, way above the clouds with my eye on the sparrow. What spares the air, invading your space, sneak in through your ears, change the look of your face. The storyteller in this digital era could tell I got my groove back like my name was Stella. The vibe is stellar, but the message and the teller intertwine and define in the era. To those who oppose, I hereby propose a fist to the jaw, would you prefer the nose? As the story goes, everybody knows Mr. Tony Yo, come correct with the flow. Hey yo, as the God podcaster, erstwhile known as the Shifu broadcaster, here to bring the peace to the world over. Haters can't connect, best to move over.